Because in the Mishnah at the end of Saita, it speaks out the simonim of Ikvasa de Mashicha, the different saras that'll happen in Klal Yisrael. And the end of the Mishnah, it sums it all off. Ein lanu lishayin ela lavinu shebashamayim. As the Biruchim says, a very powerful yisoid. Pashis, you learn the Mishnah that it's saying that the matzav of Klal Yisrael will be so yorid, there'll be so many tsaris, that with Nebuch going to come to the point of Ein lanu lishayin ela lavinu shebashamayim. Of the Zokr Biruchim from the Mir, that actually it's saying something much, much deeper. It's not saying how much of a Nebuch will be, but it's coming to say how we could be Mesakin and how we could bring the Gula. All the Tzaris of Galus is Kedei Lagia, that we should get to the Matziv of Ein Lanu Lishoyen Ela Lavinu Shabashamayim. In Yirmiyahu Perek Beis, it says, the reason for the Golus was because afilu taisei taira lo yidouni. They learned taira, they did mitzvahs, the frat bayisheni, they did chesed, aba lo yiduni, they didn't know Hashem. As the tikkun to that is, if we'll come to the matziv, ein lanu lishayin ela avinu shebashamayim, when we come to that hakara, we're fixing the golus, because Hashem silcha al yad yeminecha. When we live in a life that we're detached from Hashem, as then Hashem's not there for us. Hashem's in hastaras panim klapei us. That's golus. But as soon as we realize we need Hashem, ein lanu lishayim, we need Him so much, as Hashem silcha, He's there for us and He brings the gula. As the Mishnah is paving forth for us the footsteps to bring the gula. And you could add, in Perek Tes in Yirmiyah, it says, Al Yisrael Chochem, which is what we learn in the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av, Al Yisrael Chochem b'chochmasoi, oishe b'oishoi, elavot haskil v'yeida oisi. Many times, the reasons why we don't believe in Hashem is not because we believe in Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom, Loizu Avodah B'Zman Hazeh. But a person has Koichi V'Oitzim Yadi. He believes he's running things. He has the strength, the Gvura, and the Oysher. And that's what takes him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring to a matziv where we realize we don't have the Koyach. Ein lanu lishayin ela al avinu shebashamayim. As that's one angle, which is very powerful. But b'dor hazeh, we want to add another angle, which is also very important. There are many people, and Baruch Hashem, it's a beautiful dor, malei Torah, malei mitzvahs, malei chesed. But one of our big nisyonos is when we do it because we want people to machshav us. We don't really do it for Hashem. And that was the Nisayin of Dir Dar too. Taifsi Atayru lo yidouni. So why are they learning? For COVID, people should be machshiv them. People do chesed because people want them to be machshiv them. Lavadim yitayv shaloy lishma balishma. But unfortunately, many times we have the Nisayin in this Dar that it sticks in the loy lishma. Why? Because the social pressures around us are so strong to look choshev be'enei bnei adam that it's sort of taking over and not letting us to be rein ta'kadosh baruch hu. People lose their identity. What is their identity? My identity is what people think about me. As the whole day, lashon chayves alvavis, the oivid to the people around us. And it's really a gullus, a very deep gullus in a person, in the person's identity of who you are. And Tisha B'Av is a day where we reflect that Ein lanu lishayin ela alavinu shebashamayim. He really, like the Choyves Alvavis says, he's koveya the way everyone looks at us. As if you really want to be choshev b'enei bnei adam, La novim yiten chen, ulaleitzim hu yalitz. It's not what you think when you put on a picture, a show for everyone, your chashiv. When you drive a fancy car, you live in a fancy house, you make a fancy kiddush, your chashiv. That's not really what's going to get you shivas. La novim yiten chen. when you're in awe of and you realize everything comes from Hashem, as that gives the person the real chen and the yofi be'enei bnei Adam, who be'eser, to reach a little bit higher. The gullus is hester panim v'Hashem. We live in a world we're so involved in the world, it detaches us from Hashem. As the tikkun, the gula will be when we start doing our mitzvahs, our Torah, our chesed, rain, doing it just for Hashem. HaKoras HaToiv to Hashem. Hashem does so much for us, loves us, and gives us so much as I want to do back for Him, as I learn, as I make a difference. If everyone knows, they don't know, you don't even have to hide, but you're just not thinking about that. My chesed is going to real purposes, not where I'm going to get a lot of covet and to show people, but to help people who really need to be helped. As that helps us to raise us above. And it's also a tikkun in bein adam l'chaveiro. Sinas chinam is when people bother me, they hurt me. But when I realize hakol mishamayim, my baldover is not my friend, my wife, my child. Hakol is nigzar mishamayim, as it's a different world. As the shaila is, what world do you live in? Do you live in a world where you're always focused in on the people around you, trying to find they should be machshev of you? And if someone's not, you get so upset at them, because that's your world. Or you live in a world where you're Oyved Hashem, that's your identity, that's who you are, that's what you think about. As that's the gula from the gullus that we're in. Boy b'mida, every yid who raises himself up is bringing gula to himself and gulas Yeshua's to the ones around him. Spoke once to a person who, as a company, there was someone who did something in the company, and it caused a tremendous damage to the company. And I was very impressed by the way he looked at it. It's a gzeira min hashamayim. It's not that person, even though he hired the person. But it's not the person. A kol mishamayim, a bein adam l'chaveiro, would be on a different level. As that's ein lanu lishayin ela lavinu shabashamayim. That's the tikkun, and we saw some etzes to make it that should be the tikkun, as that's the kivun to be mahapich beyond the tinus that we're in into a yontif, like it says in Navi. Why will it become a yontif? I hear the tinus will go away. Why will it become a yontif? Because the gullus itself was the seeds it brought back. It made us miss Hashem and feel we need Hashem. We live in a dar where we need Hashem so much to watch over us. Different parnosas, people are suffering. Different cholim that people are suffering. The matzav in Eretz Yisrael. We could connect to it so much easier. This is a year that we could feel the avelus, the missing, the gaguim of Hashem so much more. As let's be mechazik together to really feel we need Hashem, ein lanu lishayim, and that'll bring the seeds, that'll plant the seeds, it'll help us walk all of Klal Yisrael together closer to the gula. One more thing that's a little bit on the lathe, a tikkun for bein adam l'chaveiro, not connected to what we spoke about, but something that is seen in different areas, and that is if we could try. When it comes to shalom bayis, when it comes to our children, where our nisyonos are so strong, to flood the house with positive energy and warmth. We live in a dar which is so challenging. Sayin the bein ish le'ishta, sayin the bein av lebnoi. Family life is much more challenging than it used to be. The nisyonos are so much more greater. As many times we could get upset, we could lose ourselves. As it's an avoidus achayim, and over here is a beautiful avoidus amidus, to make our bias into a beis Hashem, to flood it with positive energy and ava, to not to try to be makabel, not to be critical, to pour in lots of positive compliments, warm, believing in how good they are. There's so many children that are suffering because their parents had such shifas for them, and it was hard for them to live up to. They didn't feel accepted. If we would accept them and show them love anyway, there's so many spouses that have different problems and shalom bayis, because each one has their desires and needs and their expectations. If we would lower our expectations and focus in more on the other person, making them happy, appreciating what they are, how much more shalom we could be marb in the bottom of Klal Yisrael. And when we're boiner the bottom of Klal Yisrael, as Hashem, will be boiner the Beis HaMikdash biyachad. As a side point, but a very important point, Hashem Yazor, all the chizukim of everyone together should bring gulos yeshuas, should be happy biyomim elu, from yomim of evil to yomim of simcha and yeshuas in Klal Yisrael.